B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It's about time to we go with the Jen Brew. That's right. What's brewing with Jen? Brought to you by Dunkin'. Hey, Eagles fans, it's always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day to score a free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid to participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply. This is where we go around the globe to find the most unusual stories to present to you. Offered by our own Jennifer Scordo. Time for What's Brewing with Jen. Jen!
Hi, Mike. All right, story number one, we're going to start in California. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, a burglar decided to steal some Christmas presents from a home, but he also watered their lawn. So the thief went inside. The family that lived in the house was gone for the holiday weekend, of course. The thief went inside, ate all the food in their house, and then was seen it out back in the backyard, actually cleaning up, picking things up around the yard, and then watering the lawn. The neighbor saw this gentleman doing it. It was a young gentleman. I don't know why the neighbor didn't call the police. Maybe he assumed that the family had hired somebody.
A boy. Yeah,
had hired somebody. So it kind of, when I first read the article, I'm like, well, why didn't the neighbor call the cops? And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, well, maybe he just thought they were supposed to be there. But the guy watered the lawn. He picked up everything in the backyard, ate all the food, took all their Christmas presents, and then he left.
Well, see, that's a smart thief. Really? He figured it out. He goes, listen, I'll just pretend like I'm the caretaker. And so I go in, steal the thing, and I cover my tracks by watering the lawn, but nobody will think anything of it.
I guess
The problem is, these people have cameras.
Well, yeah, but that's what he's thinking.
But you're going to get caught because you're spending more time on camera.
In the house, yeah.
And around the house where you're passing the camera 1,000 times. We didn't get a good view that time. Yeah. Let's wait till he loops back with the rake.
Unless you disguise disguise yourself. You put on a landscaper cap or something.
That's not enough. These cameras all in
HD. What's a landscaper cap?
You know, like Joe's landscaping, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
He didn't have that.
I'll tell you what, if I was a thief, I would definitely go into the fridge.
Would you really?
Yeah. If I cased the joint, I knew they were gone, I had time, I'd definitely have some grub.
I would probably at least look to see what was there.
You wouldn't. You don't eat other people's food, Jen.
Yeah, Jen.
What do you mean?
You don't eat
other people's food. You're not allowed.
Why do I not eat other people's food?
You told us that. You don't try other people's food.
What do you mean? Like,
Suppose
they had a Tupperware for a couple stuffed peppers in a Tupperware. You wouldn't eat that, would you?
I heat it up and eat it.
But if I'm in somebody else's home, they made it. They don't know that I'm coming in to steal all their stuff, so they don't have anything poison in their own fridge.
Oh, so you're just worried about the poison part?
Yeah.
Poison. I thought you didn't like the way other people prepare their food.
Oh, no, I'll eat anybody's food.
You will?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
just as long as I know the person who made it.
My tale would be I would take all the toilet brushes.
Why?
Do you need them? I think I end up with a nickname. So I'd steal and then take the toilet brushes. I wouldn't take them with me.
I'd find a way
to get rid of them. So then they would know when they got back, man, that the toilet brush bandit strikes again.
It's like Home Alone where he leaves the water on.
Yeah, we're a wet bandit,
right.
A sticky bandit. I would be the toilet brush bandit and take the toilet. So that'd be how you know it was
because you would want to know that you would want to have a nickname.
He wants a nickname.
Yeah. So I was reading something about if I'm going to be doing heist anyway in this scenario, toilet brush bandit.
I don't know. I'll give that guy a couple points. That's not bad.
All right. Well, this is bad. Heinz announced chocolate orange flavored mayonnaise. Just in time for the holidays.
You want some of that, Mike?
No.
Oh, you don't want to try it?
No. What would you put that on?
All right. So the spread is designed for pudding, pancakes, and crumpets. This is in England, by the way.
Oh.
There are only 200 jars of it being made, and they can only be won in a competition running until December 13th. I would imagine that it probably tastes pretty good, but there's no way that I could get my brain around the fact that it's called mayonnaise.
First of all due respect. What do English people know about food?
Not a whole lot at all.
I have to laugh when I see this Gordon Ramsay. Right? UK chef. I'm going, what are you known for? What?
He's got restaurants here.
I know, but he's a UK guy. He learned about food in the UK. He's got no clout.
The restaurant in Atlantic City is delicious.
I hear he makes a good steak.
The steak is delicious.
I heard he makes a great steak.
Yeah. Steak? I can make a great steak.
Well, so can I. But
when you go to a fine steak house, you want a good steak.
He grew up eating blood sausage.
Yeah,
that's why the sausage is not terrible.
Oh my goodness, that's horrible. Yeah,
yeah. It's not.
No,
it's not that bad. It's not.
Yeah. Gordon Ramsay. Oh, Gordon, he's from UK. How great can he be? All right, go ahead.
All right. Well, chocolate orange mayonnaise is not your thing. Okay, so this woman I want to be friends with. A woman gave out shots of vodka at the airport after security stopped her. So everyone knows that you can't take liquids through security at airports. This woman, she didn't forget. She was late checking her bags to her flight. So she couldn't check her bag. And her bag had a full bottle of vodka in it. So she rolls it up to security. Security obviously stops her. Says you can't take that. She said, all right. Cracked it open, started drinking it, and then started handing it to everybody in line.
It's not going to go to waste.
Who then all took shots of it.
Wait a minute. That's unsanitary.
No, sure, but it's vodka.
And also,
whatever.
The vodka kills a lot of germs. That's high proof.
Wait, hold it a second.
That's high proof.
Now, just hold it a second. You tell me that you're going like, some guy you don't know takes a swig of vodka, passes it to you, you're taking a swig?
Yeah, I'm not putting my mouth on the bottle. Right, if I'm in that scenario.
Like this from the sky?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm absolutely
You're
still getting the guy's germs.
The vodka kills that germ.
The vodka's rolling off the guy's mouth saliva.
The vodka kills those germs. Nah, I'm drinking it, Jack.
Me
That's
too.
That's one of the only times in which all things go out. If someone has an open bottle of booze and it starts passing and you're flying,
Nobody's strange mouth on my vodka bottle.
I just saw her open it, too. I just saw her open I'm in security line.
Family,
her open it.
I don't have a problem with. Some stranger in line? Come
on. But you know it's not poisonous.
You know where that mouth's been.
She opened it and took the first drink. And
I'm sure she wasn't licking the bottle.
No.
If she offers me the first pop, I go. I'm not going to take it after it's going Sally down to the alley.
I mean, if I saw somebody like
licking it or something, but I bet you most people did it the proper way.
Right.
There's a pour. That's the group pour. The group pour is you don't put your mouth in the pour.
What a backwash it either.
You don't have any backwash
when you open
in the group pour. You've never done a group pour.
A group pour, and you pour it in somewhere.
No. The group mouth pour.
What?
You've never done that?
So other people can drink from the bottle.
So
you don't touch it with your mouth.
You don't touch it with your mouth. That's known.
I trust it.
That is a thing, Mike.
You watch.
They're not going to be pouring it in a line.
Yes, they
are. Vodka all over their clothes.
Everybody was so excited. I'm not just saying that. Everybody in line was excited. The security TSA people were laughing and having a great time.
I'm all right.
Oh, I'd take it. I'd be there in a heartbeat.
I would definitely take it.
I want to be friends with that woman.
All right.
There you go.
All right. That's what's brewing with Jen today. And that is brought to you by Duncan. Hey, Eagles fans. It's always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day to score free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.